You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this is Lee Maribel filling in for Griff. I have here with me today CJ Jacinto, who's an eBay education specialist. So during our open phone segments, which will be at the half hour, you may want to call in. This segment is brought to you by Smart Gallery from PageMage. Cross-sell exactly what you want. The next month and a half is crucial to your bottom line for this year. And here now to tell us about her holiday scores and how to make the most money during the next 6 weeks is the queen of auctions herself, our good friend, Lynn Drawley. Lynn, welcome. Are there really only 6 weeks until Christmas?
You know what, Lee? There's actually only 5 weeks till Christmas.
Oh.
I just looked at the calendar, and it's really scary. You know, they started playing holiday music out here in the desert on Veterans Day. One station is completely Christmas music as of 11:11, and it just freaked me out. I've already pulled out my tree. I'm getting nervous, and I think our shoppers are shopping early this year. So it's really an exciting time to make a lot of money on eBay.
Well, how are your eBay sales going to stay steady during this time?
Well, you know, I have to say that I'm still going out every weekend and buying stuff, you guys. And people are getting desperate for Christmas money, so they are selling some of their better goods. I was at an estate sale 2 weeks ago, and the lady had all this really nice silver plate. She said her mother-in-law had a lot of money and lived in New York during the Depression. So she bought the best of the best, and there were some candelabras. And I usually don't touch silver plate, but I was looking for sterling, and I did find a sterling bowl, so I bought that for $10. The candelabras, she wanted 30 for one and 40 for the other. I ended up getting both of them for $60. I put one on, and I couldn't identify the maker. It just had two suns for the hallmark. And if you know anything about silver plate or sterling, there's usually hallmarks on them. And I put in the title, Help Maker Candelabras Antique Georgian, and I started them at $1,000, you guys, $1,000. Because I'm like, why not start them high? I'm going to wait and see what someone tells me. And within a day, someone emailed me and said, those are made by a very famous man. His name is Michael Bolton. Isn't that funny? No, it's not Michael Bolton.
The singer?
Something Bolton. Matthew Bolton.
Thought he was going to sing his way into our hearts.
Hey, those candelabras are in my heart, I'll tell you. And they were made in the 1700s. And I put them on eBay. I had about 87 people look at them. I had 10 people put them on their watch list. They sold at auction. I'm sitting at a baseball showcase watching my son play baseball. I hear ka-ching on my phone. There they went, $1,000 to Australia.
Oh, wonderful.
Whoa.
Isn't that wonderful? That's going to buy a lot of Christmas gifts for my kids.
Did you get that rare Toby Bighorn Ram sheep mug at the same place?
No, that was a complete different one. And I was there on the last day of a sale, and I looked at this Majolica chipped Toby mug, and it was half price, so it was $2.50. There was literally nothing left in this house. And it turned out to be a really rare one. It sold for $540 with a chip.
So did you know it was a rare one when you put it up there?
Oh, Lee, I know nothing. I mean, I know enough to be dangerous. I did my research, and I did find one similar to it that they said the auction estimate was about $300, but it was in perfect condition. Mine had a big old chip on it, so I started it at $99, and it sold for $540. I've had some really, really good scores this month, and you know, I just have to remind everyone that with the next 5 weeks in the holiday season, you've really got to be listing, listing, listing right now, because people are looking for new items that come on that will drive sales to your store items. A lot of people want the buy it now, but it's the auctions that drive it to the buy it now. So you should have been loading your store up all year with fixed price. And now what you want to do is you want to just be really on top of every question you get, every best offer, and you want to always keep that customer, you know, in mind. And one thing I'm doing is I am shipping immediately, and I'm trying to work extra hours because this really is my best 2 months of the year. November and December make up a lot of my sales volume.
So what happens to your business on Christmas and the day after? Please tell me that you get some rest.
Okay, this is funny. And I've found this from doing this 16 years on eBay. The week before Christmas, it completely slows down. Like, there won't be any sales for about 5-6 days before Christmas because people are frantic now. They're out in the stores. Except Christmas falls on a Wednesday this year, so we're going to get some frantic customers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And guess what gender those frantic customers will be?
Guys.
Yes. And guess what? They will buy things at full price, and they will pay you to ship them overnight. So be ready those crunch days right before Christmas. But we get a little lull, you know, about a week before I'll have a lull. I'll be quiet for about 4 days. And then crunch time right before Christmas. And then Christmas Day, you do get a day off, but about 5 o'clock, people start making offers and start buying again. You know why? They didn't get what they wanted for Christmas, or they got money. And now they're shopping again for themselves. So it's been a really interesting trend for me to see over the last 16 years. But it's hysterical. Christmas night, business will pick up like crazy. And I'm just wondering if other people have experienced it, because literally every year I start selling so much stuff on Christmas and the few weeks after. People are really buying for themselves.
Share with us your best sellers for one-of-a-kind items in November and December.
Well, you know, right now I'm really seeing people buying things for their Thanksgiving table. Those candelabras, perfect for a Thanksgiving table, although I don't know when they celebrate Thanksgiving in Australia. But a lot of flatware, a lot of dinnerware. People and people are, like, making offers on dinnerware. I had an offer on 2 dinner plates today. Wasn't enough, but $30, and they go, I need these by Thanksgiving, which is no problem because I'm going to be in the office as long as it takes to get stuff shipped out. But, yeah, they really are buying things to make their home beautiful right now for the holiday season. And there's also those early Christmas shoppers. I'm selling a lot of coffee mugs. Like, it's funny because Mo, who works for me, you know Mo Lee, and she always makes fun of me when we go out thrifting. I'll buy coffee mugs with people's names on them. She's like, really? This thing that says Russ from Disney World is going to sell? I'm like, yes, it is. So right now, it's so funny. I'm selling mugs with people's names on them like crazy.
Well, the names are out there.
Oh, but she's like, really? You must have been at the bottom of the barrel to pick these up. I'm like, no, people, it's a really unique gift.
So you know what I mean? Here's the deal. I'm going to ask the question in a different way.
Okay.
If somebody wants to not have to worry on Christmas Day or the day after Christmas, and they don't want to have to pay attention to anything, is there a way to do that if you're selling on eBay?
For sure, Lee. You can put everything aside for Christmas, and you're going to have to be back on it, though, the day after Christmas, because really we've got to ship within one day. So we will be back on it. But, yeah, you can turn everything off on Christmas Day.
It's just absolutely like a guy who owns a brick-and-mortar store. It's no different.
And that person, you know, we used to close down for the Christmas and the day after. We would shut that completely down. And, you know, honestly, if you want to take the day off after Christmas, fine. Just you know, maybe you let a few things slip through that don't get that one-day turnaround in shipping.
CJ, do you want to talk about what you told me about Lynn Drawley, or would you rather not talk about it over the air?
I told Lynn that I look you
Lee,
up.
Lee.
I'm sorry.
I'm Lee, she's Lynn.
That's my brother.
Those
name.
L words. I have a problem with those L words. I said, I look Lynn Drawley up all the time on Terapeak and compare my sales to her sales because we sell the same kind of collectible treasures, which I prefer to call junk.
So that's awesome.
And I know if my sales are doing the right thing. If yours are up, mine should be up. If yours are down, mine should be down.
That is really, really interesting. But don't always go by that, because if you remember back in July, my computer crashed, and I didn't list anything for July, and July is usually a pretty good month for me. It wasn't very good because I could barely squeeze out 50 new auctions a week. But I think that's really sweet that you do that, and I think it's awesome. Terapeak is an awesome, awesome resource, and I love to use them myself. So that's very sweet. Thank you.
So how do we look up and see how other people are selling, CJ?
Well, what we do is we go into Terapeak, and they have a slot where you can look up, and they call it competitor research. And all you have to do is put their eBay name in there, and you select the period that you want to look at, and it shows you everything that they've sold, their average price, their average start price, how many listings they have, what their sell-through is. And all of a sudden, you start getting these wonderful new ideas about things you can go out and start buying.
It's really true. It's a great place to search. Also, I would also say, you guys, one thing to do for the Christmas season and to make all your customers happy is really, really be on top of their concerns. Even if they email you at 10 o'clock at night and say, where is this? What's going on with the tracking number? I'll track it for them and get right back to them, because I know how I am when I'm buying for my kids and something's not there. I want to know immediately, and I don't want to have a customer service person get back to me in a day or two. I need to know. So I think it's really, really, really important to answer those emails as quickly as possible, especially in the weeks leading up to Christmas.
So give us your top three tips for maximizing sales during the next 6 weeks.
For sure, it's the customer's always right. If they want to return it, you take it back, and you take it back with a smile. So that customer's always right no matter what they ask, no matter how they ask it. Number two is keep listing. Do not stop listing new merchandise or going out and getting new merchandise. I'm telling you that those finds right now, like those candelabras and those things that people are selling to make their own Christmas money, are the things that are going to drive the sales to your store. And always, like I said, ship quickly and be on top of your customer correspondence.
So basically what you're saying is you're a true entrepreneur, and just like a fellow who owns a brick and mortar store and he stays open on Christmas Eve, so do you.
Yes, I'm open. I'm open 24/7. Except I do turn off my little bid thing. You know, you can put your bid thing on your iPhone, so you'll get a sound when someone places a bid or makes an offer. I do turn that off between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. because it's really irritating when it goes off all night. Although it is a very happy sound.
Yes, I can imagine. Laying there and hearing ka-ching all night long. Yes. You know you've got mun coming in the morning.
So. Exactly. It's a good thing. So I see the eBay holiday season being really super strong this year. I've been shipping out 40 and 50 packages every Monday. I'll tell you, it's exhausting because I'm doing that all myself, and I'm listing all myself. And my mom flies down about December 15th, and I'm putting her to work because It takes a lot of work.
Well, we're thankful we put you to work today. Thank you so much
for doing this segment.
We'll see you next time. This segment was brought to you by Smart Gallery from PageMage. Cross-sell exactly what you want. Up next, 5 tips for keeping your business on track. We'll be right back with more eBay Radio.
Sharpen your edge, improve your skills, and find that extra inside tip or new technique. Go to ebayradio.com and click on the big archive button. Once you're on the archives page, click on the seller resource tab. There you'll find a directory of local seller groups, a curated list of must-read books to help grow your eBay business, as well as great entrepreneurial tips. Again, go to ebayradio.com, click on the big blue archive button, and then the seller resource tab at ebayradio.com.
Welcome to Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory.
Buying and selling liquidation inventory can be very profitable since items are sold well below wholesale. But some eBayers buy only brand new items and steer clear of liquidations due to perceived risks. Here are 3 ways to reduce your risk when buying liquidation lots. 1. Check the seller's background. Deal only with liquidators who have a multi-year history of reputable service. 2. Buy lots accompanied by a manifest, which lists all the items on the pallet. This way you know what you're getting before you buy. Finally, start small. Buy a single pallet to determine the quality of the supplier's inventory and the profit you can make. Some liquidators even sell in carton quantities to allow easy, cost-effective trial.
That's Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. For more product sourcing ideas, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. At Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
So, you've heard about Kabbage and their cash advances. You've got some plans and you need a few thousand dollars to put them to work. The Kabbage application is designed to be fast, painless, safe, and free. Just go to Kabbage.com and we'll check out your sales data, customer traffic, buyer feedback, and your e-commerce accounts to determine how much cash to advance. Pronto. So you can get on with what you do best, making profits. Kabbage with a K.com. Providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's list, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.